Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
May I say, Vladimir Yabkov, how fantastic you look this morning.
Oh, thank you.
You're looking awfully well.
Good morning. You look
very fresh and well. Have you been on a regime? Are you doing Pilates or something?
Oh, I didn't sleep much now this morning because of the traffic.
You were saying it took forever to come in.
Over 2 hours.
For God's sake.
From Clain.
From Clain? That's ridiculous.
That's traffic.
The point is...
Oh, that's going to the more positives.
No, but I know. But it's day after day and everybody... I know because if I'm late going home and we're out doing stuff and you're stuck in traffic going the opposite direction, we're just trying to get home, it's bananas. It's just crazy. But November will always be... Just the worst. So how
Christmas
are you?
Time.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
A lot of things happened.
You have the big event coming up, we know about, and I want to talk about that shortly, because you have decided not one, but two.
Three arena. Our favourite is definitely the Sunday afternoon, where all the families come, and the show this year is at 3 o'clock now. People get sometimes confused that 1:30 because it's the dark times, but we do advise people to be there early, and we're... three generations of the family on stage, and of course, then we have a lot of generations in the audience.
Of course.
As you know yourself.
As I know, because we've been there before, and hopefully we'll get to go again. It's always a joyous occasion, and the thing about the three arenas, of course, you can go shopping now next door, and all that carry on, so it's all together. I have to ask you, your mum wasn't so well recently.
We were just chatting about that.
Yeah.
It was about 6 weeks ago. She just got so unwell. We thought nearly we were losing her.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And then she came out of the hospital 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And she is a new person. She's actually now visiting Rome just as a tourist.
Isn't that fantastic?
We are so glad.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And we were so freaked out as well. And that's when we realised what's... so important, you know, in life.
She is such an important part of your family. I mean, musically, yes, but your family, because you are spread out as a family.
Yes.
I've always found it fascinating that your family is like Slovenia and here and da da da. Where's the lovely brother? Where is he now?
Anton is in Switzerland.
He's in Switzerland, because that's where he's always in Switzerland.
Yes, yeah. He's based there for last time.
Yeah.
How many years?
That's right. So you're all spread out, and then you all come together for these events, which is quite lovely.
It's just a tradition.
Yes,
I think it became tradition for a lot of people here in Ireland,
yes,
as the from the audience. But for us, more and more, we realize that we would have no way of meeting that often, you know, and have
so
those memories.
So it's a purpose.
It is.
You say we have to do this because it's happening. Now you're going. It's early December. You're going. Is it?
Yes, it's the first weekend of December.
The first weekend of December. So that's the sixth.
Sixth and seventh.
So just to make sure people know, at the Three Arena, it's the sixth, and that is at tea time.
That one. Tea time.
Yeah. What time is it at?
It's half seven at the evening.
At half seven at the evening.
6 o'clock doors.
Right, and the 6 o'clock doors, and then the other one is at 3 o'clock.
It's 1:30 doors.
Yeah, okay,
oh, you're getting it right.
Yeah, because what they've written down here 1:30, which is not what it is. And it's 7 is, in fact, the time on the 6th.
7:30.
We could be here all day doing this, do you know that? 3 o'clock on the 7th and 7:30 on the 6th. Janie Mac, why did they write down 6 o'clock and 1:30? That's ridiculous.
But it's because they always
advertise
the door times.
Get people in the door.
To be aware of.
So you have this, and you're special. You've our own Claudia Boyle is with you this year.
I'm so looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
I had Claudia in 2022.
Yes.
With a first show in Three Arena.
Yeah.
And then we had a little break because we needed to change it, but I just love working with her.
Yeah.
She's so easygoing.
She is. You know. She's great. And she just knows the audience so well.
She
knows exactly what way to play, you know.
Yes, indeed.
And tell me, have you got the full orchestra?
We have the full orchestra. We have the choir. Half of them are coming from Kerry.
From Kerry?
They're very enthusiastic.
The choir?
Yes.
Yeah.
And half of them are from Dublin, Ciolina.
Yeah.
And they just get together and we have those few days of rehearsals and just so much fun.
And what about the orchestra?
The orchestra, it's built from basically part of my family and some friends flying over from Slovakia, the leaders. And then, of course, we have the Irish amazing players too.
I was astonished last time at the scale of what you put on. In other words, I thought to myself, it'll be lovely and all the rest of it. But the scale is enormous.
It's a big venue, you have to put on a big production.
Which you do, and you did. And it was so impressive, because I remember being there and thinking, my God, and you had the lovely backdrop and everything and all the,
yes,
the Christmassy scenes and stuff. But a full stage setup. And, like, golly, that's impressive. Because I remember the first time you did it, and it was very different to the last time you did it. So, like, but I mean, you've got to deliver, haven't you? You can't not.
You do, and there is a lot, of learning as well once you start going to the bigger stages and knowing how quickly can we set up everything as well, because it's not just getting into the venue and playing the concert, like, as if you are in the National Concert Hall, but...
With all due respect to the concert hall.
Of course. There's a great comfort.
But it's a wide stage as well.
It's a wide stage. There's a lot of preparations, and you have to have, special guests. What do you think of Catherine Jenkins last year?
Oh, she was, she was magnificent. I got a bottle of gin. She was fantastic. But she is fantastic. And the thing about Catherine is, again, like Claudia, let's not fool ourselves, Celine as well. These are singers who can just deliver, and that's what she does. But you've got a special guest this year as well.
We do.
You have Claudia, done.
Yes, that's done. Soprano, Claudia. And I was checking Catherine's concert, and I'm looking, she had a special guest in Royal Albert Hall, Alet Jones. So I said, why not to get him?
You know?
And we're preparing so many surprises this year. Like, I can give you some of them.
Do you want to share them with the listener or just me?
Oh, well, I step away.
Step away from the microphone. let me just play a little piece. Let me do something. Let me see. I have. Let me play O Holy Night.
Is that the right time of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. Some people will say, why are you playing that? And I'll say, because we want to. That's why we're playing it. Quite something, Catherine Jenkins. I presume O Holy Night to be on again. You can't not.
Oh, of course.
You have to have O Holy Night. That's from last time, and it was absolutely. She was wonderful, and Claudia. And I've seen Claudia on stage. I'm sure you have. She is just magnificent. You've worked with her. You know what I'm talking about. So she'll be wonderful. Now, talk to me about Alet Jones. When we talk about Alet Jones, people will invariably talk about Walking in the Air, Howard Blake, and that beautiful piece of work. Now, this is just to give. we're not playing it because we have to get snow and stuff, so we have to. Just to give it, just. It's just wonderful. And it just hits our hearts every time we hear it. Now. What age is Alan Jones now? Do you know? Is he he'd be a young man like yourself? Is he a young man? And a young man coming into his prime. He's probably we'll say he's 40 something just for the argument. But he's not going to sound like that.
No, but he's an amazing singer.
Yes, I know that. Oh, I know he is. Yes.
And
is he a baritone now? Is he?
I think tenor baritone.
Tenor baritone. Okay.
Towards there, but. He's going to do a duet with one of my daughters, walking in the air, you know, so we'll bring all those memories back. He's also duetting some things with Claudia.
Yeah, and that's a great idea.
Yes.
Which daughter? Which one is it?
It's the nine-year-old.
What's her name?
Anna.
Anna.
Yes.
Well, just so everybody knows it's Anna. I'm going to be a big round of applause when she comes on. That's a big moment for her.
It will be.
Yeah. One of the things I particularly enjoyed about the concert was just to see all your family together. But your children, it seemed to me, were enjoying it tremendously. They were getting a kick out of it.
They look forward to it, you know, from the beginning of the year. And the 7 years old, she's more like an actor. And she has... She's going to do I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And she is... Yeah, just amazing in that, and she has the moves and everything. You know?
She? Oh, that's wonderful. Speaking of which, is Mammy going to be there?
Oh, Mammy is going to be there.
This is her Mammy.
Yes.
And is your Mammy going to be able to make it?
She will, of course. It wasn't the same story a month ago.
You were
she's definitely coming.
I'm so glad she's going to be there because she's quite the musician.
She is.
She
all
is
her
quite,
life.
Yeah.
She came back from hospital and she just started to practice
That's wonderful. So she's going to be there. Anton's going to be there. Is your brother, the conductor, going to be there?
Yes, he's more behind the scenes this year.
Oh, is he?
He's working more.
So you've thrown him off the stage, have you? You've dumped him off the stage.
No, but there is a lot of work behind the stage, so I think I'm going to conduct it myself now from the violin. Yes, I used to do that before and I think I'm ready to do it again.
I remember you doing it.
And we have my sister on the piano.
Yes.
We have another brother from Innsbruck, from Austria, coming. You know, my kids. We have Alec. We have Claudia.
What you've created, and it's a bit like going to see Joe Collin in a panto. It's a bit like going to see Maureen Potter. A bit like seeing Twink. It's a bit like it's a Christmas. It's become a Christmas thing.
Yes,
and that's what you've created, and I'm as proud as punchy because I think because we go back a long way, and I remember when you started coming in here in the early days, and you hadn't long been busking, and I just come back to that, and to be at this level now is quite spectacular. I shouldn't say I'm proud. That's ridiculous. But it is one of those things. We've seen you mature. We've seen you create this, and to be able to say, "Oh yeah, we'll get Catherine Jenkins, and we'll get Alan Jones, and we'll get Claudia Boyle. We bring them with our family," and it is truly a lovely day out. To go and see the show.
It's the beginning of Christmas.
It is the beginning of Christmas.
You can do a bit of shopping and then come and enjoy the evening or afternoon.
Absolutely.
With
this is a little Radetzky March, I think from last year. Kim Arch, and we are talking about Vladimir's Family Christmas, which is on the 6th and 7th of December at the Three Arena. By the way, how do people get tickets? What's the...
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster. Okay. All right, direct. Now, listen, we mentioned your children, and you have I'd Do Anything. I remember this. It was gorgeous. And again, those moments. These are your two daughters.
Yes, it actually starts with the younger one finishing the song from Oliver, and then going into I Do Anything.
And what are their names?
Nina and Anna.
Nina and Anna. You'll have them. You'll be driving the bus next time. This is I Do Anything, which is That's Where Is Love, just ending there.
Yes.
They can sing. Like, it's not like you're just shoving them
in. Fully live.
Yeah.
There were some comments online.
Really?
I'd do anything for you, dear. Anything for you. Mean everything to me. I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see. Would you climb a hill? Anything. Wear a daffodil? Anything. Leave me all your will? Anything. Leave the lights on till we snuggle up. I'd risk everything for one kiss. Everything. Yes, I'd do anything, anything, anything for you.
Cut the kids off, that's awful. Anyway, that's Anna and Nina Yablokov, and I Do Anything. And they'll both be on again, which is something to look forward to.
Their own songs, and then they're joining for the finale of the family. That actually, my wife also, we're all going to be.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. And she's an absolute treasure, that lady wife of yours. And her name is again for
Nicola.
Nicola. So give Nicola the mention as well. So it's Kerry Concert Choir, and there's another choir.
There is Kiolina from Dublin, and they're joining because we have like nearly over 100 singers on stage there, and they just create such an amazing atmosphere, you know, from the side of the stage.
I can say without fear of contradiction, I thoroughly enjoyed it last time. It was an absolutely beautiful.
What was your favourite?
Well, you see, if I say a favourite, then you'll say, yeah. I loved, and we have it actually, your mum. Yes. You and your mum, Ave Maria, Gounod's Ave Maria. And I think there was something about seeing your mum on stage.
Yes, it's very emotional.
Her whole family around her. I just thought that was quite magnificent. But you do, it's the two of you.
Yes.
Which is quite something. But anyway, look, it's going to be great. I can do nothing but wish you the best. I know you have a concert in Bratislava later in December.
Yes.
But we don't have to go to Bratislava. We only have to go to Three Arena.
Yes.
So Vlad, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
I'm Artie.
It's all pleasure. Your family. It's Claudia Boyle from this parish. It's Alla Jones. And it's 7:30 on the 6th. See, I get it right. And it's 3 o'clock on the 7th at the Three Arena, Vladimir's Family Christmas. I'm going to wish you a happy Christmas. People tell me not to. I don't care. I'm saying it to you.
Let's feel like Christmas.
Because, all the ads are on. They're on the TV now.
Yes.
Everyone is kind of just accepting the fact that we are here we are. And this is Ave Maria. God bless you. And please God, we get to see you this time again. Thanks, lad. God bless you.